I grew up on the West Bank. My mother's from Port of Sham. There's about 680 of us. Port of Sham, Bayou Port of Sham, is the southern border of the parishes of Terrebonne and Pooch. So we have people from both parishes in our community. Many of the same problems the homes have had. Juan and Andrew in the 80s and early 90s. And then in the last few years, Katrina devastated everyone. Rita flooded Port of Sham, which was the only community, I believe, in the Pooch parish that suffered flooding. We've been trying to get some money that has actually been allocated to the Pooch parish in the state. For Rita, we still don't have that. And recent unpleasantness of Gustav and I, back-to-back flooding, homes that weren't flooded for Gustav, homes that had never been flooded before, were flooded for Ike. And we are also in the middle of a federal recognition about the U.S. government. We are actually, our petition is pending and this week. We had four also, as a homeless, four criteria that we met completely. Two of the seven we partially met and are working on finalizing, completing, and one that we didn't meet. It's going to be a little bit more work on that. In our aim, similar to what Brenda said, isn't so much to become wards of the state in a sense, but to try to use the funds and the resources we can get from the BIA, the federal government, to help us to overcome some of the problems of the past with education, job training, things of that sort. In particular with FEMA and Health and Human Services and these types of departments that deal directly with things, hurricane recovery, to hopefully skip the parish and the state governments, or at least have more of an input and actually get money in a timely manner to our people. So we're not still working on, say, Katrina-related items as we currently are in some instances. We're state recognized. I want to say that's been since the late 90s. We first submitted a federal letter of intent for recognition in the early 90s. We received our latest finding earlier in the year, in the spring, April or May, something like that. And as I said, we're working to write those three criteria that we were short on, the two partially, but we didn't meet it all. Coastal restoration and the hurricane thing, the same. We live in a community very similar to the community the rest of the United Home Nation people live in. The problems they're facing, the lifestyle. My grandparents, my mother grew up. Her father was a trapper, fisher, hunter. He's a general woodsman. And those same problems affect not just our livelihood and lifestyle, but having terra firma under your feet to live in. Whether we like it or not, the federal government controls most of those, the funds and the resources to address many of those problems, coastal erosion and everything else. And that's pretty much all I can come up with on such a short notice.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.